سورة الفاتحة. بسم الله النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراه والانجيل صلاه محمد وعلى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
The audience, as we are discussing that you can find the name of Prophet peace be upon him in Bible, in Hindu's books, and this was a very wide subject, very big subject. It was really difficult to complete this subject just in 5 speeches and especially in 15 minutes. But alhamdulillah, I tried to tell you most of the most important names and fazail of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as you remember in Injil, John 16, in Torah, Deuteronomy, and also from Hindu books. Inshallah, there are many, several other points from Hindu's books, from Bible, from Christianity, from Judaism, in which we can prove all the Islamic rules and regulations, as I told you the first night. But today, I want to recite a verse from Hindu book about Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, you can find this book on internet if you just type Kalki Puran. This is a Hindu book. K-A-L-K-I. Kalki Puran. If you type on Google, the book will come. In this book, in Kalki Puran, it is mentioned about a prophet whose name is Kalki. It is saying that there will be a prophet whose name is Kalki. Now, who is Kalki prophet? Where will he take birth? What is his mother's name? What is his father's name? It is giving the whole definition in Kalki Quran. He's saying, it has been written in Kalki Quran that the birthplace of Kalki Quran is Sambhal Nagri. Now, Sambhal Nagri is a Sanskrit word. If you translate this Sanskrit word from Sanskrit to Arabic, it means Al-Mantaqa Ramliya, sandy area, the area of desert. It is saying that the birthplace of this prophet, the birthplace of Kalki prophet is Sambhal Nagri, the sandy area, desert area. And if you look at the history of Islam, our prophet also took birth in an area which was full of desert and sandy area, like Arabia, Saudi Arabia. And after that, listen, pay attention, it is saying the name of mother of Kalki prophet is Somti. Very interesting. The name of mother of Kalki prophet is Somti. Now again, Somti is a Sanskrit word. If you translate Somti from Sanskrit to English, it means trustworthy. And if you translate it to Arabic, it means Amina. The name of mother of Kalki prophet is Somti, trustworthy, Amina. And what is the name of his father? The name of father of Kalki prophet is Vishnuas. Vishnu As. Now pay attention. Vishnu As. These two words are again Sanskrit words. If you translate Vishnu to English, it means servant. Vishnu means God, and As means servant. If you translate this in Arabic, it means Abdullah. Abdullah, Allahu Akbar. You know, it's informing us completely that who is this prophet. Now, this is the name of our prophet's mother and father. Amina salamullahi alayha wa sayyiduna Abdullah alayhi salam. And now, very interesting point. It is saying that this prophet has a daughter. The daughter of Muhammad. Muhammad, it's Muhammad, it's with T, not with D. Why? There could be many reasons. Maybe as I told you, these unbelievers, non-Muslims, they try to change, as in Bible they change. Maybe they try to change here, or maybe, you know, by passage of time, you see that some things get changed. Like, I don't know if you know, the old name of Karachi was Kolachi, and it gradually changed to Karachi. Similarly, maybe it changed because of passage of time. So, our prophet's name is Muhammad, but maybe they changed, or maybe it changed because of the time, passage of time, it became Muhammad. But now pay attention, it's saying the daughter of Muhammad is Lady of Paradise. Oh, the same hadith we have prophet said, Fatimatu Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. The Lady of Paradise. And very interesting, very good point. It has been written in this Kalki Quran, the daughter of Muhammad, the Lady of Paradise, she will be protected from sins. Allahu Akbar. This means, this Hindu book is saying that Bibi Fatima is infallible, masuma. So here I ask from those Muslims who say that Ahlul Bayt are not infallible, who object us that Ahlul Bayt are not masoom. So I will tell them that Hindus are writing in their books that Bibi Fatima is infallible, and you are Muslim and rejecting the infallibility. The Hindu book is saying the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Lady of Paradise, she will be protected from sins. Allahu Akbar means she will be infallible, she will be masuma. And after that, it has been written in this book, this prophet's sons will be his successors. Allahu Akbar. This prophet's sons will be his successors. And after years, after his death, means many years after Prophet leaves this world, some evil people will kill his grandsons. Allahu Akbar. Even it's been written about the martyrdom of Imam Hussain and Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that after years after the death of Kalki Prophet, some people, some evil people will murder his grandsons. Allahu Akbar. As I told you, if you do your researches, definitely you will find many things. Now these things which I informed you in these last 5 nights, it's nothing. It's a very little drop from Fazail of Ahlul Bayt in these books. You know, if you start your research, inshallah, I hope you do, you can find many and many several other things. Now come on, I inform you about other books. For example, it's not only Hindus' books, it's not only Christians' books, it's not only Jews' books, even you can find in the books of Zertisht, fire worshippers. It is written in their books about our Prophet, peace be upon him. They have two books, Zand Avesta and Dasatir. Also, you can find these books. You know, all these books are available on the internet. Zand Avesta and Dasati. It has been written in this book that a prophet will come. A prophet will come. And his name is Astuwatrita. What is his name? Astuwatrita. What is his attributes? What are his sifat? It has been written in this book. When this prophet will come, he will throw out the idols from Kaaba. Huh? This is written in Zand Avesta and Dasatir, that Astuwatrita, when he will come, when he will arrive, he will throw out the idols from Kaaba. Now, what does Astuwatrita mean? Again, this is from Zand language. If we translate Astuwatrita from Zand language to Arabic, it means Ahmad. Salamat ala Muhammad. Same name in Hindus' books, also in Rig Veda 3, Agni 29. Agni is the name of chapter. And verse number 4, it has been written that a prophet will come. His name is Narashanas. This is Hindu book. Rig Veda 3, Agni is the name of chapter, Agni 29. And verse 4, a prophet will come. His name is Narashanas. And again, if you translate Narashanas from Sanskrit to Arabic, again it means Ahmad. Salawat alaikum. Find the name of our Prophet, Zikr of Bibi Fatima, Zikr of Karbala in Bible, in Hindus' books, Allahu Akbar. We can prove Tawheed and Adl and Nubuwat and Imamat and Qiyamat from these books. But why we are not doing research? Inshallah, we should try to convert other people to Islam because we have all these things. If we tell them, if we inform them, definitely they'll come nearer to Islam, inshallah. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah. has any question on this subject, inshallah, and my Urdu subject. Anybody has any question, inshallah, because this is the last night, last program, inshallah, after Majlis Matam and Matam Dari. Anybody has any questions, so I request them to come and ask me, inshallah, I will give them any reply. I can give, inshallah, salat al Muhammad wa al Muhammad.
اللهم صل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى بعض في هذه الساعة وفي كل يا حمد الرحمين
صلوات محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
وعجل فرجهم ما شاء الله ایک اچھی عادت بعض لوگوں کو ہو گئی ہے وعجل فرجهم کہنے کی لیکن انشاءاللہ سارے ہی وعجل فرجهم کہا کریں آپ کی دنیا کا بھی فائدہ ہوگا آپ کی آخرت کا بھی فائدہ ہوگا ایک بلند ترین صلوات پڑھیے
اللہ